5 men?
How many men is
they
that?
Added another man?
Tally Hall?
Five men?
They get one of those guys
out
of
there. Horowitz.
Tally
no
Hall? Way.
You're not allowed
no
to
way.
Have that
no
many.
Way.
Tally Hall?
Tally Hall willed itself into existence in Ann Arbor, Michigan in December of 2002, and has been publicly active until 2011. I don't know where they went, and I'm sad.
Tally Hall contains 5 members, each a little more whimsical than the last.
Rob Cantor.
Yellow.
Joe Hawley.
Red.
Ross Fenton.
Gray.
Andrew Horowitz.
Green.
Blue. These color-coded cretins released their first studio album, Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum, on October 24th, 2005. The album featured such incredible songs as Good Day,
Banger,
Greener,
Banger,
Welcome to Tally Hall,
Banger,
Taken for a Ride,
Banger,
The Bidding,
Banger,
Be Born,
Banger,
Banana Man,
Racist,
Just Apathy,
Banger,
Spring into Storm,
Banger,
Tua,
Banger,
Haiku,
Banger,
The Whole World and You,
Banger,
Ruler of Everything,
Banger,
Hidden in the Sand,
Banger,
and Dream,
Banger. Of their 2 studio albums, this is definitely in the top 2.
Their second album, Good and Evil, was released in 2011 under Quack Media. The album has been ready to release since 2009, but due to repeated delays caused by their deal with Atlantic Records falling through, it was released 2 years after it was originally made. To promote the album, the band held a contest where the winner could be awarded a song written about them. And a high school student named Nathan got a song, titled after him, released as a single on its own. Just a guy. And that's the last we ever heard of them. They stopped. They were gone. Oh, wait! Hawaii Part 2 is an album released on December 12th, 2012, under the name Miracle Musical. It features a lot of the old members of Tally Hall, minus a couple, and it's widely considered to be the last Tally Hall album. It was released independently on December 12th, 2012, at exactly 12:12 a.m., 12 seconds, on the dot. The 45-minute-long concept album is inspired partially by the attacks on the World Trade Center and a culture of people who are learning to cope with nationwide grief. It features such songs as The Mind Electric, Time Machine, White Ball, and Murders, all of them featuring some overarching theme. The actual story behind the album is still up for debate in a lot of online communities, but the general consensus seems to be it's about a guy and his girlfriend's trip to Hawaii, with a hint of psychological horror involved. Tally Hall was a fantastic group with a lot of fantastic songs, and it sucks that they're not making music anymore, but at least you have plenty of songs to go back and listen to, and analyze, and listen to again, and analyze again. So if you like a little bit of psychological whimsy, then listen to Tally Hall.
Yellow.